Trackside Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state. This one, I'll talk about the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, now I got my wires crossed. For some reason, I thought he was coming on at 3, but it was my bad. He was coming on at 3:30 the entire time, and I'm proud to say that representing House District 33, which includes parts of Coosa, Talladega, and Clay counties, is State Representative Ben Robbins. State Representative Robbins is a Republican. He's been in office since 2021. He's got his bachelor's degree from Samford, a master's from Mississippi State, and his law degree from St. Thomas University, and he's on the line right now. State Representative Ben Robbins, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making some time for us.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
No worries. Listen, I guess we jump right in. Sylacauga, which is a community that I'm real familiar with because I used to have family there, Sylacauga is in the news, in the national news lately, with a city council that did not seem to appreciate citizens being concerned about busloads of migrants. And so let me ask you, first of all, without trying to poison the well any further, you give me what's going on from your perspective as a representative of that area.
Well, you know, on a macro level, I'd say there is confusion, concern, and fear among residents. And I would say that, you know, locally, people aren't exactly sure what is happening. We know that there are Haitian immigrants that are here. We do not know the exact number. And, you know, some people have seen more. Some people have not seen any. There's not, it's just a lot of confusion. And when you have confusion, it creates fear because you need to have answers, and no one has answers. And so that's what's really happening here. And a lot, everything stems from the failures with our administration. I mean, there is chaos at the top with immigration. That chaos has trickled all the way down into local communities like Sylacauga. And if it's not Sylacauga, it will be another community in Alabama tomorrow, because that's what chaos does. It spreads.
Yeah. And I think you're absolutely right. And we already know it's not just in Sylacauga. It's also, there are issues in Marshall County up in Northeast Alabama, just above where I am now on Sand Mountain. There's issues going on in Athens. And you're right. It already is. And it's, I think sometimes the impact on small town America is even greater than the bigger cities, because small town America feels the impact much quicker, and the community is a little tighter. So let me ask you this. Do we know where they're being bused from? I mean, what's weird to me is that busloads show up, and how do they, where do they get on the bus? How did that work?
Right. Well, I think this is Ben Robbins' theory. I think there's a mixture of how everyone got here. And I think they are continuing to come. I think that when we use the term busload, from talking to a Haitian yesterday, I think it's van loads. And then I think the vans are transporting people to and from different locations around here in the Sylacauga community. But he did use the term bus when I talked to him, but I couldn't tell because the language barrier, if it was vans.
Where do they get
buses
on the bus? Where do they meet the bus to get on it and come here?
Well, he told me that it was Orlando, Florida.
Orlando? So
the way in which they're getting here, the three main points of entry for Haitians into America is the Miami Airport, Fort Lauderdale Airport, and the Mexican border. So they are coming in at points of entry as airports, and we have created a system that is unfair to local communities. Which, you know, I'm not in any way saying I'm for big government, but what I am saying is, why would you have people in an area, bring them to an area that has no resources to help them? Here, there's a Creole speaker that could help you fill out a job application. You know, they don't even have that. Or a Creole speaker that could say, hey, go to you know, this hiring firm, they might have a job for you. We have none of that. And so what we have are people that have been brought here. What I'm finding is we are slightly different than what's happening in Marshall County. We do not have an employer that has brought them here. They're being brought here under the pretense of getting a job. And so we have a lot of people. We have some here that are just unemployed. Oh, so wow. That's what I'm talking about, the chaos that is happening. Because you think a town, even like the size of Sylacauga of 12,000 people, if you implant 25 unemployed people with no means to support themselves, it is just not safe.
Yeah.
And then you do that in other small towns, in other small towns. I mean, what are you expecting to have happen? It is illogical, and we've let too many people in, and we have no way to monitor these people and know who's going where and where they're going, which creates fear.
So let me ask you this. The mayor didn't do a real good job of addressing it. I'll just say it for you. If you don't want to, you're welcome to. But the mayor, for all reports, did not do a very good job and immediately implied that he had heard that this is all legal from the offices of like the governor, and then had to backtrack when the governor issued statements saying, I don't know what he's talking about. We've never communicated with him about this. In fact, the governor's office, what I'm hearing, is in the dark as much as anybody else is about where these folks were bused from. And then you've got Council President Tiffany Nix, who did herself no favors at all by dismissing people's concerns and saying she was going to cut off the discussion. What are they doing now at the city council mayor's level to address the issue, if anything?
Well, you understand this, having been in the legislature. We, in terms of the council, local, city government does, I'm not a part of. I can communicate with them and try to get a picture of what they're doing.
Sure.
But they make their decisions. I'm not a member of the council, so I have no vote on what the council does. I'm not aware of what their plans are. I've communicated with some, and I don't think it's my place to communicate what they are either planning or not planning. And I think that the complaints that you're hearing and the way that Sylacauga went viral and the reasons that we did, that you brought up, I'm not defending anyone, but what I am saying is it is because of go back to that word, the chaos that's been created. You don't have, in a town of 12,000 people that are equipped to handle immigration crises, immigration issues, and understand them. That's not what people in rural Alabama are prepared for when they run for any office. And so the fact that it's dumped on people's laps with no information, no ability to communicate, no ability to provide answers. How can you have dialogue and they don't know, no one knows what to do to provide those answers. And then residents are upset that we can't provide answers. No person can, from Katie Britton, Tommy Tuberville, to Kay Ivey, to myself, to the council. And it is making our political discourse even more toxic, even more dangerous, because it's where are these answers? And it's allowed rumors to spread that are unfabricated, that then it's time and energy spent tracking down the veracity of that rumor.
Well, so I want to encourage you, you have a great opportunity here, and having been in that position where I had to go stand before city councils and differ with their opinions on things before, there are times when your constituents just need to know that a elected official will speak to another elected official on their behalf, even when it's uncomfortable. And I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying the reality is they need that right now. If you're going to have Tiffany Nix acting like a complete jerk, And she's welcome to come on the show and defend her jerkiness, but if she wants to be a complete jerk to constituents who are just merely concerned and then dismiss them and cut off debate because she thinks she can, I think she's lost sight of the fact that she's a servant of the people. And so for you or someone else in your type position to go stand before them and say, on behalf of my constituents, I'm asking, what is your plan? I think that goes a long, long way, and people will rally to that. Just saying.
Right. Well, what I say is, again, I'm having a town hall tonight.
Great.
I'm participating in a town hall. I am opening up to any questions that anyone might have, and sometimes the answers will be, I just don't know. I'm trying to find that answer. I know that sometimes, as you're fully aware, sometimes there are plans that people can be working on to resolve issues, but you're still working through some of the kinks. And you don't want to say, oh, here's the plan, when there's still some kinks to be worked out. So I do think there will be a response, and there will be something locally to try to address this issue, but there's still some kinks to be worked out on how that would look like.
And I think that's fair. I would suggest, though, that, like you said earlier, that the absence of answers creates fear. That give whatever answers you got. Don't hold back. And I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about if the town council members want to show up at your town council tonight or your town hall, good on them. But they better be prepared, because transparency is what's needed here. The lack of transparency from the Biden-Harris administration is what got us in this mess. Busloads show up. No one knows where they came from. And then fear is the order of the day. So let's do this, because we're about almost out of time. You've got a town hall tonight. I didn't know that till just then. Where is the town hall if people want to come? Because I got a lot of listeners in your area.
It's at the Fayetteville Baptist Church.
Fayetteville Baptist Church. What time?
At 5:30.
At 5:30, and everyone's welcome to come in and with decorum and ask questions, right?
Oh yeah, and even if they don't want to have decorum, they can still come. I'll address anybody.
Well, I think that's huge, and that's exactly what your constituents need right now. The bottom line is this: we got a situation that's probably not going to change during a Biden-Harris administration or a second chance for Harris to be in an administration. We're going to have to see a change at the top to make this thing all the way better. But in the meantime, you guys can do stuff at the local level at the very least to create transparency. And so I want to encourage you in that, and I appreciate you making time for us today.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Listen, that was State Representative Ben Robbins, who hails from the House District 33. He represents Coosa, Talladega, and Clay counties down in Montgomery in the state capitol. He's got a town hall tonight. I just forgot what I should have written it down. Dadgummit, what church he was at tonight at 5:30 locally to have a town hall for anyone who's concerned about what is happening with all this. In the meantime, there were multiple occasions where I had to go get somewhat sideways in a professional way with a local council or other member of local government, and it's what you just have to do. And so if they don't know the answers right now, just ask them what answers they've got. And go be respectful. If you're there, go be respectful. Do not shout at them. It doesn't do any bit of good. They're not the ones who created the problem. They're trying to figure it out like you are. But the reality is, if they don't have three answers, but they've got one, ask them what the one is, all right? And get as much information as you can, and let's move this thing forward. All right, Big Rig, take me to a break, brother. I ran that one into the ground. We'll come back, and I'll get some text messages, and then top of the hour, Butters and Lee, Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.